morning, Pumi, and welcome to our studio.
Thank you, Miriam.
You are a regular visitor of Auroville.
Yes.
But you're carrying a message with you, I think, because you're a creative person, as far as I understood. So can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Well,
what do you do, and what is the reason why you do what you do?
The reason is that if I don't do it, I die.
Fair enough. Except, what do you do? What is your mission on this planet?
I think my mission is on this planet, if it is not too pretentious, it's to bring my part of bringing a smile in the sadness and beauty, harmony that every person carries but is not always conscious about. And so try to contact this dimension, this beautiful dimension in the being, to bring it up. Mm-hmm. And it is hidden behind, you know, those screens of
mask of people doing different roles in their life.
Yeah, the masks, and the mask the other put on them, they are not strong enough to remove it.
Mm-hmm. True, that was another reason.
And so I did a workshop on masks. Mm-hmm. And that was very interesting. Mm-hmm. Why putting mask relieves the mask. Mm-hmm. It's a contradiction, very interesting contradiction.
No, I've seen it on carnival. The people do wear mask, and then all of a sudden they can be themselves.
It's really fun. You're absolutely true. Right. So from my very childhood, I was always dancing, 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 dancing. So I didn't choose dance, dance chose me. Mm-hmm. The goddess of dance
has chosen you.
She took place inside, mm-hmm. and she's acting. Mm-hmm. I'm just following her.
What do you say? What kind of dance is your dance?
Contemporary. Mm-hmm. I was in Béjart's company a long time back, so I did a lot of ballet. And different sorts of dance, but ballet mainly. And then the contemporary dance came from the States. Mm-hmm. First, the Martha Graham style. So I worked on that and different other style of dance. And that was much more closer to my nature because it's more free dance. It's with naked feet. You have more contact with the earth. And it's
more expressive, no?
More expressive and more free. Mm-hmm. The codification is much less. Mm-hmm. You can invent movements. It's much more creative. It's more open to your own imagination and creativity.
Mm-hmm. So you dance, but you also said you also sing, no?
Yeah. I'm a singer, but that came a bit later. Mm-hmm. My mother was an opera singer. Mm-hmm. So I was born into singing, and she was playing piano.
And I think you grew up in a theater, no?
No, I didn't grow in a theater.
So to speak, I mean rehearsals and then performances.
Yeah,
you were hanging around. Right?
It's true, but that time she was a bit less in that. Unfortunately, the war was there and all these things. Mm. So I started to sing a bit later, and I did 5 records. Mm-hmm. About Indian chants, then Tibetan chants, then one mixed with the two. And then the last one is on Bible text. Mm. Went back to my origins. Jewish.
Yeah, like went mother. Back to Israel.
Like mother. But not as a not in the religion, because religious, no, it's the blood.
We all come from Africa, so.
Oui, voilà, it's the blood more. Oui.
These thoughts, you came with something. I think you name it Gaia, a project you just finished.
Yes, Gaia is a creation, a choreographic creation, done with an African shaman. Mm-hmm. Elima Gandu. Mm-hmm. he also he has an Indian guru. So he's from Africa, I'm from Europe, and we both are born to India. Mm-hmm. You know, so the triangle is quite interesting. And yesterday I met the director of Alliance Française, mm-hmm. and we'll see if maybe we can put a tour for the next season.
So from that you created the movie, right?
And
the
movie we made the movie. I have a trailer with me, but the movie will be ready soon. I will get it soon.
So it's gonna be screened in Oroville?
It would be nice. Mm-hmm. I didn't tell anyone yet.
But you're planning also to put the guy on the stage?
Yeah, of course. It's done for the stage. In Oroville only if we are touring, because we cannot bring it here. It's too much complicated. It has to go into a tour.
Why?
Because it requires some material mm-hmm. necessities. It's not light, you know. It brings some material.
You mean like scenography and costumes and stuff?
With the costumes, it's not a problem, but materially, a program like this, it requires quite a lot of work, and so it has to be include a full program.
So what is the story about?
The what story is, talks...
The message of the story?
The message is how to contact in ourselves the depths of our roots, because the more close we are to our own roots, the more we participate to the wholeness mm-hmm. of the consciousness of the planet. With all the beings, we are all one together. So it talks about the archetypes, masculine and feminine, how to harmonize them together. And the very beginning of the performance goes into the roots. So we did a long work on research, very deep inside. What are the physical roots? We went into that work. Then from physical, subtle roots, then spiritual roots, and all the different part of the show, of the performance, we always did the research in these three dimensions, mm-hmm. physical, subtle, spiritual. Some are also like a game, you know, like a Maya, comment, Lila, the Lila, the divine play.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
There is also humor. And of course, and also another part is, the last part is on the elements. So there are four shamans bringing a big cup with feathers for the air, water, fire, earth. Mm-hmm. And that's the last piece. It's a big ritual. But before that, we bring the air to smoke and...
You're connecting all these elements.
Before we bring the four elements at the end, we go through each element separate. Mm-hmm. The smoke is the breeze, and the sea with a big plastic moving like this, like waves. And then the four elements comes at the end.
Four shamans, because of the elements, or from different parts of the world?
You can put it like that also.
No, I'm asking. I'm curious, you know. Yeah.
But you see, the curiosity brings the brings the what I don't say. because there are many things every spectator will capture something inside, which is belonging to
the person, yeah, or the soul, so to speak.
And also to the real story of the performance, because we put most of the things we put inside is unconscious also. There's a part, a conscious part, and an unconscious part. And in the unconscious part, all the projection of the people are inside.
Of course, you said you're playing with archetypes, of course. Everything has to come up, yes?
Exactly.
The human exists, no?
Exactly.
So I'm still asking you. The four shamans are from four corners of the world?
In fact...
Also in the play.
Two are Africans and two are Westerns. Mm-hmm. So as it's a meeting between Elima and me, he is African, I'm European, French, you're from Europe. So we put half-half.
So but it's also male and female?
Also. But they are four guys. Four men.
Okay.
Four men. But you can also say they are coming from the four direction. We put it as in four directions. Mm-hmm. North,
south, east, west.
Exactly. That was more the beginning of the thing, the four directions. But it can be all the things in the meantime. It's not important. You see, with dance, you don't say a word. You just bring something, a world, to participate in. And then it's a different story for each spectator.
Surely, because we are different beings.
And that's what I love with the body language.
The same is with music, yeah?
The same with music. And we have nice musics also from different composers, different groups.
It was not composed especially for the piece?
No.
Somebody know?
Except the drums at the end, yeah. Lack of money, you know. And also I find very nice musics also.
The planet, I believe, as far as I'm listening, there's lots of really good music from old to contemporary, so it's...
Yeah, yeah.
You just choose it if you're not so blessed to create it for us. But before we were talking, you were also saying that the purpose of your work is to raise the awareness of our planet, of our existence, or how to cooperate with the planet, with the Mother Earth. So can you tell me something about it?
Yeah, there are two different approach of my work. One is we talked about the creativity, artistic dimension, because I'm also painter and writer. And the other side is the transmission through workshops and healing, individual healings. Mm-hmm. And in that part, to the teaching, I mixed Kundalini Yoga with contemporary dance, and I created a special style which I call sacred contemporary dance. Mm-hmm. It brings the consciousness of the yoga into the dance. Because there are dancers, they don't know that the gesture is bringing this or that. Mm-hmm. In the yoga, you know. So you bring that consciousness of the yoga, you know, about the chakras, about the aura and all these things. And suddenly when you dance, it becomes a different relationship to infinite, to cosmos.
To the divine.
To the divine, yeah. Of course.
So those transmissions are just workshops, or are they also plays, so to speak, put for the public?
You mean? talking.
Because I imagine, no, if I imagine if I'm doing some kind of transmission for healing the planet Earth and raising the awareness, it could be only amongst few people who are attending the workshop, but it could be also the performance. Right?
Of course, absolutely.
So I'm asking you, are you also perform those things or you just use them for?
No. Also, especially I would say when I sing. Because the concerts, I have very great musicians usually accompany me. But the, when you sing those invocations, the spirits come down, and then it's really a transmission with the audience. Might be a lot of people, and then it's really something. It's not the eye. It's not, you know. It's not the.
No, it's something else.
I mean, it's the divine is acting. I'm just a channel.
Okay, let's shift things a little bit around. We are in Oroville, so. How do you see Oroville? What is Oroville to you?
Oroville is an amazing place.
Why?
It's the whole world in a small area. And I talked to a friend 2 days ago and I told her, you can turn it as much as you like. We are, in the meantime, very small and very big. And the symbol of Oroville is that symbol. That we are very small and very big. And I think also it's not always obvious to continue the work of Sri Aurobindo and Mother. Because they are not there anymore since a long time now. So how to keep this very alive, their teaching, what they brought. I think it's not only here, but I mean, it's all, it is not so obvious to keep it alive like this because the life around, outside, is changing so much.
Mm-hmm. But shift of consciousness, it comes to the whole planet, not only to...
Absolutely.
Small part, no?
Absolutely.
You can just be more aware of it, you work on it more intensively or not, yeah?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
So from my point of view, are we doing something here in Oroville or we are just having fun, so to speak, you know, like, because it's a special place and we
I think there are the two, I see
projects,
the two.
But the other part which you are mentioning, the vision and the ideas of the Mother and the Sri Aurobindo, are we going somewhere with it?
I think a part of the people are there, another part not. That's what I see. But... I guess it's normal, maybe.
Yeah, balance. Female, male.
No, but I see that people are really, really in it. And other people are just, I don't know.
I like the space.
Yeah, they like the space. You find nice food, nice taking care of, nice massage and all these things in quiet, especially, you know.
Well, I don't have time for that.
Yeah, you see, so, which is not bad also. I mean, take care of yourself is not bad, but it's less good if you forget about the spiritual part.
Mm-hmm. Then you can easily get carried away with that niceness, yeah?
Exactly. It's a trap.
We are still humans, I think.
We are only human beings, yeah. But we do our best to bring a bit more conscious.
Okay, since you're talking about that and we describe pretty realistic view of Oroville, how is it in Europe now? Certain things are clashing, certain things are breaking down, but on the other hand, also a lot of people are awakening.
Yeah, it's that.
So how is that expressed? Are they doing something, or they're active, or they're just waiting?
It's the same. Some people are very active, some others are waiting. Mm-hmm. You know? I cannot tell in which proportion, mm-hmm. because I'm not a saint who sees this in detail.
No, I'm asking you personally, because each of us does have a perception.
Of course.
Sets of friends and
my perception is like that, is that a part of the people, the consciousness is much arising, and another part, they are more consuming, you know, more materialistic, and they don't want to see, and they go blind into the wall. Like the bang.
So we're waiting for wall to crash down.
But I think sometimes it's necessary to wake you up, you know, to bang. And then, okay, I understood why it was like that. Some people, they suffer for nothing because they don't understand the message of the sufferings. Yeah. And that's really a pity. But you see, when those terrorists were acting in Paris, it creates something very warm and nice. People were not afraid. They all came in the street because I was teaching very close to that place, mm-hmm. to the theater. And 3 days before, I passed in front of the place and I felt a very dark energy. So I think, oh, maybe here something difficult will happen. And then 3 days after, I hear this. Wow. And the days after, I saw more and more candles, more flowers, more people.
More light.
More light, more love. Mm. More love. That was the main message. There was more love, more compassion, and less fear.
That's good.
That was the good side, you see.
That was me. Goosebumps.
Yeah.
Yeah, at the end, love is the force.
The main.
The universal force which actually moves everything. And
exactly.
That's why we're here for, no?
Without love, nothing is there. Hmm. Nothing. You can be the most intelligent person in the world. If there is no love in the heart, then it's just nothing. The intelligence has to come down here.
Which point to you is the most important point in Orville, or what you found it that is to you the most attractive?
The main point in Orville is obviously, to me at least, is the Matrimandir. It's, let's say, one of the main reasons for me to come here, because meditation is an important part in my life. As I told you before, my research goes on cosmic energy and cosmic dimension in the spirituality beyond religions. And what is so powerful in the Matrimandir is that it is not at all religious and completely cosmic. So there it bonds
all the energy.
All the energies and all what is the most important to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. I could agree with you.
The way I consider the connection with infinite and with who calls it God.
Creator, divine.
The divine. I prefer also this word, the divine, because it's so omnipresent. Mm. And God means, like the people are using, it's somebody. And the divine, it's omnipresent. Mm. I mean for certain people. Mm. Eh?
Yeah.
It's more personal.
It's probably the cultural background of certain areas.
Exactly.
Where we come from. If you put God, it could be a person. But
exactly.
Yeah. Or maybe some other word, it does sounds better.
Yeah.
More omni.
The divine is
encompassing everything.
It's, yeah. It's vibration, omnipresent vibration, like golden powder.
Mm.
And it brings silence in the mind. The mind stops and brings you to upwards, something up, above all the mess. And so then it becomes great and big and such a beauty.
Mm.
Beauty and purity and emptiness. It's very close to Buddhism, in fact, the shunyata, you know. The
how many years you are meditating already? I mean that you are really actively...
Consciously, you mean? 40 years?
40 years to spend every day for 1 hour for meditation.
I cannot put it like that. It might be more, it might be less, it might be somewhere all the time, you know.
Hmm.
It depends. Because as you are a dancer, a dance is meditation also. The
it's
first
like
time I came in India, it was 7777.
Hmm.
I went, and I didn't know because I bought a ticket for the 6.
Hmm.
When I fill the form, the next day I see it's 7777. I stepped down from the aeroplane, I put my foot on the ground, Indian ground, and I fell down and I kissed the floor. So strong it was, I was coming home.
Okay, Pumi, I'm looking forward to see one of your performances. Or maybe participate in a workshop or something.
I do a workshop on the 23rd and 24th in Kripa.
Yeah.
From 10 to 10 o'clock morning and to 1 o'clock.
What is the title of the workshop?
What is the theme? The cosmos and the being.
Mm-hmm. Dance.
Dance and improvisation. Mm-hmm. Part of technique and part of creativity. With this mirror between cosmos and human being, how the our planet took birth. In the beginning, it was only Vulcans, only fire, and then the moon was out, came out of the earth and became the moon, a separate satellite. So we work on that. And then we are checking maybe for a concert, so you will know.
Concert with you, or you?
Yeah.
You came with more people.
No. I'm meeting some different musician now to see you. And I met Chandresh. Mm-hmm. He's very nice and great. And we'll do an improvisation sometime. A concert together. We have to fix the place and the time. Mm-hmm.
The workshop would be 23rd, 24th of January, right?
Yeah, in Kripa.
Okay. Yeah.
And then the concerts and the dance program, that will be later.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's big machine to bring it, as I told you. And what else?
Since the people who are going to listen to that interview, you can tell us who are people who should supposed to attend, or whom you expect to come.
It's very open. It's very open.
Everybody or specific group?
No. People to come to the workshop. You mean?
Yes.
It's very open, but the people should be okay physically to be able to make the exercises, and to have a spirit of research.
Mm-hmm.
Of spirit of research, of going inside, look what is inside beyond
whatever
it is visible, to go beyond the appearances.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
You see, and let's see.
And then we will see if you might see something on the stage afterwards.
Yeah, exactly. Sure. And the 24th evening in Visitor Center, there is a jam, a big jam, and they asked me to participate there.
Okay.
So that might be also joyous, cool. A nice moment together, nice gathering with all the people, artists and people.
And I'm sure you were connected with the right people you need for what you are doing.
Thank you. It's very kind of you. Thank you, Miriam.